Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erev Daf Lamed Ches. So we are starting with Halacha Hey and Vilna's daf on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Riakim Vaisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So Mishnah says Yerushal Yachid Shinasa Shal Rabim, privately owned city that turned into a public city. Let's say one guy bought some property, built a whole city on it. He owned the whole thing and just rented out all the houses to people. So it's a private city, and then it became a publicly owned city. Maybe they decided to form a municipality and they bought it off of the guy. Ma'arvin is kula. We can make an heir for the whole thing. In this aspect, we still consider it a Yerushal Yachid, and therefore the whole thing still could be treated as just one Rishas Yachid. A bunch of Chatzeiros are all going to make one Erov, and you could walk around the whole thing no problem. However, Rishal Ram, Shanat Shal Yachid, let's say it was a publicly owned city that turned into a private city. Maybe they ran into financial issues, and they realized the smartest thing would be just to simply sell it off to some big investor. He owns the whole thing, and so now it's a privately owned city. Aim Arvanas Kula, we can't make an Erov with the whole thing. Ela Im Kain Asa Chutzala Kir Chadash Shab Yehuda, unless part of it is left out of the Eruv, and that's the size of the city called Chadasha in Yehuda. That's how much has to be left out. And how big is this? Shesh b'chamishim diurim. There's 50 people that live there. Divrei Yehuda, that's Yehuda's opinion. And that's because even though now it's privately owned, it's a Yerushal Yachid, if we're just going to treat this entire thing as one big happy family with one Eruv, people might forget the whole concept of Rishus Rabim, which remember they did used to have because it used to be a Yerushal Rabim, and therefore part of the city has to be left out of the Eruv, and this is a hecker for everyone that the only reason they could carry is because of their Eruv. Now, Rav Shimon just argues with Rabbi Yehuda regarding how much has to be left out of the Eruv. Shalosh Chatzeres, Shal Shnei Shnei Batim. It only has to be three Chatzeres with two houses in each of them that has to be left out, not a whole area of 50 homes. So then we're quoting the Mishnah, Yerushal Yachid Shanas Shal Ram V'chulu, and Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Bryce was telling Rabbi Yehuda, Eima Arvin Oysa Chatzayon, we can't make an Eruv in half of it. And this is talking about the Yerushal Yachid that we have over here. And let's just say, for example, to make it easy to understand that it's a small city with one main thoroughfare, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that it can't be that the east part makes one Eruv and the west makes theirs. Both of them are using the main road. Let's remember that in some aspect we're treating it as a Yerushal Rabim. So the main road actually is a real Rishus Rabim, and that means that the two sides, east and west, that have their own Eruvin are now mevatel each other's mechitzas. And that's because, as we mentioned previously, Drisus Haregel, passage from one area to another, which one doesn't belong to, asers the other one, such as when two chatzeres are open to each other and each one makes their own Eruv, people from one can't go to the other because that ruins it for the other side. And it's the same over here. And the Havamina is that even if there were proper mechitzas in the Rishus Rabim, it would still be Asur. And so that's what the Gemara now asks. Mechav Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it seems we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya teaches a Braisa, Ketzan Matir in Rishus Rabim. How are we Matir Rishus Rabim? And there's a Rishus Rabim and people won't be able to use it, so we have to put up mechitzas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan, Kar Mikan Vekar Mikan, either a Lechi or a Kairo is sufficient to be Matir the Rishus Rabim because it's considered mechitzas around it. Whereas Vachamar and Vacham say that it's Lechi Vekar Mikan, Vaisatrus Pasach Mikan, that we need a Lechi and a Kairo or Tzur Pesach, but the main focus over here is Rabbi Yehuda, and the question is, V'hacham R'hachin, over here he's saying this. We see from his brass of Ruchi that we just quoted, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a plain lechi works to be metakin Rishus Rabim, and that's considered a proper mechitza. So why does he say over here, in this brass that we quoted at the beginning, that Eim Arvin L'chatzayin, that the two sides of the city can't make their own Eruv and be metakin Rishus Rabim with a lechi? Why not? Just put a mechitza up, and each half of the city is only able to use one half, and that lechi in the Rishus Rabim is considered like a mechitza, which would divide the two halves of the city. Why is that an issue? So the Gemara answers that we actually have it wrong. Lo'al Hadayas Amris, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said, Ein Ma'arvin Oysa Chatzayon, he didn't say that on our Mishnah. El Adah, he was really saying it on the following. Afilu Ir Gedayla Kantochia, even if we have a very large city, as big as Antochia, which is Antioch, a giant city of old, tons of people living there. However, Ein Ba El Adelos Echaz Belvad, but there's only one door to it. The whole thing is surrounded by a huge wall, and there's only one access point. You go in and out that door, and that's the only way to access the city. So then Ma'arvin Oysa, and this city, in some ways, is considered really just one big Rishus HaYachid, and therefore everyone can make one big Eruv, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, we can't be two separate Eruvin, it has to be one big thing. But in our Mishnah where it's open, and there isn't one access point, and it was on this, that Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Abrais was telling the name of Yehuda, Ma'arvin Oysa Chatzayon, it can't be done by halves, it has to be one big Eruv. We continue, Amar Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Hada Amra, B'nei HaMavoy, Shinasu Kairasan, Be'emtza HaMavoy, that's proper Girsa. Regarding a Mavoy, we have a whole bunch of people that use the same Mavoy, and they put their Kaira in the middle of the Mavoy. Eilu Mutarin ve'eilu Asurin. These are Mutar, these are Asur. This obviously means that there's people in the back of the Mavoy and in the front. The front means that they are near the entrance of the Mavoy where it spills out to the Rishus Rabim. The back means they're in the back part of it and they would have to walk through the front in order to get to Rishus Rabim. So over here, if the people of Mavoy put their Kaira, which is going to matter them carrying here, in the middle of the Mavoy, we say Eilu Mutarin ve'eilu Asurin. So the only ones that are Mutar are the inner ones, the ones that are in the back part, not in the front part. That's because they were Matak in their part part of the mavi properly with this kaira, but the outer ones, the one in the front of the mavi, they don't have a proper kaira, so they can't carry in the mavi. Now let's say nasnu elu ve'elu, elu ve'elu asurin. And the back half has their kaira in the middle where they had put originally, and then there was another kaira placed by the people in front of the mavi at the entrance of the mavi. So now both of them are asur because we can't split a mavi into two. It has to be they're all together in it. So what are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to fix up this whole mavi that everyone could carry here? They just place one kaira at the entrance to the mavi, and that permits everyone in this mavi. Something similar. If we have five different mavois open into one main one, if they put the kaira in the middle of the mavi, the ones in the back half, their mutter, the ones in the front half are aser. This is a very similar case to the previous one. If both of them have a kaira, one halfway through and one at the entrance, so both of them are aser. And so what are they supposed to do? They just put one kaira at the entrance to the main mavi, and that permits the whole mavi for everyone. And whenever Pinchas went up to here, which means when he came up to Eretz Yisrael, he saw that there was a kaira at the entrance of the mavi of the gezurai, which means the cutters, and we're translating that over here to mean mayalim, the circumcisers. They had their own mavi, and they had a kaira at the end of that mavi. So he told them, you think you could differentiate your eruv? This was a city, like we mentioned on Amud Aleph, where everyone was really all considered like one thing, and it seems to be that they're trying to make their own eruv by putting up their own kaira, and he was telling them, you can't do that. You have to make a whole eruv with your whole city. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Bar Shalom, he told him, L'chizuk batim na'ases, that was just made to strengthen the homes. That kaira over there wasn't trying to permit their mavoi and exclude it from everyone else. It was simply a beam that was placed there in order to strengthen the structure and nothing to do with an eruv. Now continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said that when it was the Yershal Rabim and turned into an Yershal Yachid, it's not a problem. We could make an eruv for the whole thing. However, part of it does have to be left out. And that's what we had said, Elam Kain Asa Chutzala Kir Chadash Shev Yehuda, unless there's a certain part that's left out of it, and that part that has to be left out is the size of the city called Chadasha in Yehuda. And now we just have an example of this. Kigan, for example, Tzanan v'Chadasho Migdal Gad, these are all cities in Yehuda. Sheyesh ba chamishim diyarin, that's the proper girsa, has 50 people living there. Afilu hanashim nashim v'taf, and those 50 people could even be men, women, and children. It doesn't have to be referring to 50 men only. It could be 50 people altogether, the whole family, and that's the part that has to be left out. And Asi Omer, he clarifies, Levad Yisrael has to be 50 yidin. Non-Jews are not included in this. And Rabbi Ramal quotes Shem Barchia, who says, B'shem Rav, B'psuchim L'saicha, has to be that these 50 people that are being left out of the Eruv are open into the city, which means that they're technically able to access the rest of the city. And our Rav Man explains, that's because Mekimin Shem P'suchim L'saicha, Nasa Kulin Rishos Achas, since they're open into it, they technically can access the whole city, so then it's made into one Rishos. Everyone's clearly able to tell, wait, this is really one big Rishos, and we're dafka leaving out those 50 people in order to show that the only reason why we're able to carry here is because we made an Eruv. As opposed to if these 50 people weren't able to access the rest of the city anyway, because for example, there's a huge wall in between them, so there's no way they're able to get there. There isn't this hacker. We don't have this recognition that the reason why we're able to carry here is because of the Eruv. And moving on to Al-Chavav, going back to discuss the Tchum of a city, and if a person wants to put down their Eruv to extend their Tchum, so the Mishnah tells us, Mishai b'Mizrach, a guy's in the east, Bamar Lubnai, and he tells his son, Erev Shabbos, La'arev le b'mayriv, to make an Eruv to him to the west, or b'mayriv, he's towards the west. Bamar Lubnai told his son, Erev Shabbos, La'arev le b'mizrach, to make an Eruv for him towards the east. So if from this guy to his house there's 2,000 amas, ule ruva yaiser mikan, but his eruv there's more than that, he's only allowed to go to his house, that's where shvis is considered, and not his eruv, because when Shabbos started he was more than 2,000 amas from his eruv. Whereas le ruva alpaim ama lebeisa yaiser mikan, if to his eruv there's 2,000 amas and to his house there's more than that, motel ruva also lebeisa, he's allowed to go to his eruv and not to his house because he's too far away from his house. Another din, hanasin is ruva bi ibur shel ir. If a person places his Eruv down in the Eber, the extension of the city, he didn't do anything. That's because we said previously, at least according to Rav Meir, and in some situations according to the Chacham as well, the Eber, the city, the extension, the 70 and 2/3 Amah past the city, are considered like the city itself. And therefore, him putting down his Eruv to extend his Chum inside the Eber doesn't do anything for him. It's like him putting down his Eruv inside the city. That doesn't extend his Chum. The whole city is considered like one thing. He would have to put his Eruv down beyond the city in order for him to be able to extend his Chum. And one last thing, nasnu chutzal tchum, when a person does put his eruv outside the tchum, meaning he's putting his eruv down beyond the city in order to be able to extend his tchum in one direction, mashaniskar, who mafsid, that which he gains in one side, he loses towards the other side. So when he's inside the city, he gets 2,000 amas in every direction. When he goes towards the north, let's say, and places his eruv down 1,000 amas north, so that means he gained 1,000 amas north, and he lost 1,000 amas towards the south. That's mashaniskar. nisgar hu mafsid. Whatever he gained in one direction, he lost in the other. Now we just clarify the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara says mishay mizrach v'chulu min kushay makshi lo bar kapara. Based off the question the bar kapara asks, which we're going to see in a moment, lamed tesam ralph on top lemizrach benoy ulamayrav benoy. The way we really have to understand the Mishnah is that when it says he's in the mizrach or he's in the mayrav, it means that he's to the mizrach of his son or to the mayrav of his son. And this was the question that was asked. Nichon, the Mishnah makes sense. Im yesh mimenu lebeso alpaim ama ule ruva yoser mikan motel lebeso v'aser leruvai. In this case that we said, that between him and his house is 2,000 amas, but between him and his Erev is more than 2,000 amas, so he could go to his house, but not to his Erev. And that would mean that his son put his Erev beyond his house. Basically, if you draw everything in a straight line, it would be the man, his home, and then his Erev. So that's what makes sense to say, that really his Makom Shvisa is his house and not his Erev, because his Erev is too far away from him at the beginning of Shabbos. But Leruvai Alpaim Amo Lubesa Yersimikan Mutter Leruvai Lubesa Aser, how does this case make sense? That he's closer to his Erev than his house, and therefore he's allowed to go to his Erev, but not to his house? It just seems to be the second case is the inverse of the first. The first one is that he was towards the east and he told his son to do towards the west, and the second one is he was in the west and he told his son to do towards the east. So how could it be that the second case he's further from his house than he is from his Erev? So it must be like what the Gemara just said before, that when it says L'mizrach or L'mayrev, it means that he was to the east or towards the west of his son, and therefore there's a possibility that his son placed down the Erev in an area that's closer to him than it is to his house, and that's the situation that's safer than the Mishnah was talking about, that he'd get 2,000 amos from his Erev and not from his house. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin with more discussions of Tchum. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.